Hi everyone, my name is Israel Ronald and I host Walk the Talk podcast. I'm so glad you've chosen to join me here today. We don't take that lightly. I'm here with my noisy gang again. The Walk the Talk table of men is gathered again. We are still talking about the secret place.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, if you can like quickly introduce ourselves and we delve into this.
Yes. If you remember this voice... Francis Mukisa is my name. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And yes, my name is Benji Trevor. Mm-hmm. And yes, I'm still glad to join you together today.
Okay. And we have a new member, someone who's on Walk the Talk for the very first time.
Yeah. Yes, as they've told you, my names are Kalangwa Brian. Mm. Yeah, and I love God so much. Mm. I have a wonderful privilege to join the podcast team.
Wow, thank you so much, Brian, for sparing your time to be here with us. So last weekend, friends, we talked about, we introduced our series, The Secret Place.
Yeah.
And our emphasis was from the book of Matthew chapter 6. Verse 6 to 7, it says, "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you openly." And we said that our secret place shouldn't be, like you heard, it is a secret place. It's not something you put on Instagram. "Hey guys, today I prayed for 4 hours." No, it's not something you do. It is something that is between you and God. And today we want to grow on that. We want to add to that.
Well, to start with, Luke chapter 22, verse 39 to 40.
Okay.
And going on, we see that it reads, "Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, 'Pray that you will not fall into temptation.' He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed." Other versions say that he went and prayed
as his custom was.
Meaning custom, it is that event that you carry out every day, daily.
That's true.
You get it?
Mm.
So it wasn't a one-time event. No. It was part of his life.
Yeah.
It had turned out to become his behavior.
Yeah.
In simple terms. So now, if the Son of God did this, then who are we not to have secret places?
Definitely.
Come on. Where will you get the anointing? Where will you be empowered from if you do not know somewhere or if you do not have that room, that secret place that backs you up?
Yeah.
You get it?
Mm.
So it is so important for us. Even Jesus, he did not just do miracles. He did not just perform miracles out of the blue. At night, he used to go and pray.
Yeah.
In the morning or during daytime, that's when he begins to perform miracles. But he did that having collected the anointing
from his secret place.
So that's it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Francis. I've remembered in the book of Daniel, the Bible clearly says that Daniel prayed 3 times a day. 3 times a day. It was Daniel's custom.
Routine,
it was his routine.
Yeah.
It had become a habit. It was Jesus' habit. If there was someone that would be like exempt from
being to the secret place, I think it would have been Jesus.
Yeah.
As in, this is the mighty Jesus, the mighty Jesus, the Son of God. But the Bible says it was his custom, his practice, his habit to like get out of the crowds, find a quiet place, and there he prayed. Now, listening friend, if Jesus, the God himself, prayed, who do you call yourself?
A human being.
Well, definitely. Meaning we should pray more than Jesus prayed, because we need it more than he did. That's my opinion. The Bible doesn't say so, but I'm thinking it's correct. So I realized there's a sacrifice to being the secret place. There is a price that has to be paid. And the book of Matthew chapter 16 verse 24 has a very interesting it is a short description to what we want to talk about today. It says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Now, he's not talking to non-believers. He's talking to believers. He's talking to the 12. And he's saying, if you guys want to follow me, here's the secret. You've got to deny yourself and follow me. And being in the secret place, it is a place of denial. Some of the things God that we are required to deny ourselves are not bad things. For example, if I get some time and watch a movie, if the movie is not contradicting the standards of the Bible, is that wrong?
No,
it's not wrong. But denying yourself requires that, oh, instead of watching a movie for 2 hours, let me spend those 2 hours reading my Bible. Let me do this and that. Let me pray and fast. Failing to fast won't lead you to hell. No scripture says, oh, thou shalt not go to heaven if thou hast not fasted. You understand? But it is for our personal good. It leads us to that secret place. Amen?
Amen.
Has someone got like anything else to add to that?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Israel. To begin, to continue where you had stopped. I think Jesus is a very, very humble person.
Yeah.
Because as just imagine, if you had that power and authority, would you even be praying? No, just think about that.
No, I'll be just traveling the world.
Exactly.
From state to state, nation to nation.
Yeah.
So, you're the king of the world.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But Jesus is so, so humble. Man, how... No, just think about something when they have told you, leave food for some good years. Will you be still alive?
No,
so,
definitely not.
Prayer. If we come to prayer, it is like our spiritual... It builds our life. So I will read for you the scripture that in Luke that talks about just a minute. That talks about Jesus is solitary. So it is in Mark chapter 1 verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark. Still what?
Dark.
Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Now, solitary, this is a very quiet place where you meet you and your God.
Yeah.
So, if Jesus had that particular place, who are we, friends? Who are we not to have our particular place? You know, the world is all about seeing me.
Yeah.
So, many of us pray in the crowd, not knowing that actually, even though we are alone, God actually hears us more. We cry out our heart, and he desires to hear our heart. So I don't think that any one of you can actually cry out your heart in public. So, but if you be in a quiet place and you say to your God that every day, not every day, but every time at around 5,
I'll
be in this place, seeking God, crying out for God. This is God's time, and I will be alone in a very quiet place. You can also have your solitary place where you meet you and your God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, with those few words, allow me to...
Thank you so much, Brian. I'd never seen it in that perspective. Honestly, for all the years I've read that scripture, I'd never looked at it that way. So you're literally saying that God requires we have that special place.
Yeah.
Where you say at this time, for example, let me say at 5 p.m. Mm. every day, I'm in this place. My phone is on airplane mode.
Yeah.
No one is calling me. No home business. Exactly. No job, whatever. Mm. I'm in this secret place. Mm. I'm reading my Bible. I'm praying to God.
Exactly.
Because that's what Jesus did.
Exactly.
He left the disciples sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
He went and prayed. Actually, I remember in that time when Jesus was being caught, when Jesus was being handed over to his enemies to be crucified, he told the disciples, pray so that you don't fall into temptation.
Yeah.
And indeed, the temptations came, but Jesus didn't cut off someone's ear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who did? Yeah. Peter did, because as Jesus was getting energy from God to resist the temptation,
yeah,
these guys were sleeping. And when the temptation came, they fought the battle in their physical
strength.
Yet Paul clearly tells us our war is not with flesh and blood, but it is a spiritual. We are fighting spirits.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
We are fighting principalities. So, get your prayer life out of the public.
Yeah.
Get to a secret place.
Yeah.
A place where you can cry out to God things that you don't want your neighbor to hear.
Yeah.
Because definitely you can't come in public and, oh God, please forgive me for masturbating. As in, you understand what I'm talking about?
God, I'm a thief, and someone.
And then someone's like, what? What did he say?
Is
my phone safe? You understand? So, but yes, those are some of the things you can talk to God in a private place.
Yeah.
Yes. Trevor, I can see you bubbling. Is there something you want to tell to tell us?
Thank you, my brother Brian here. There's something talked about Jesus praying, and I'm like, actually, you asked that question that if he was God and then he prayed really so much, then who are we? Like how our brother Israel here was asking. And from that point of who are we, there's something I got as a question in my head. I was like, actually, we do not only say it like in Jesus' way of living, but we see Jesus doing what? Giving us a story here where he began in Luke chapter 18 and said, in Luke chapter 18 verse 1, it says, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not to give up.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, really? Why then did Jesus, as you are asking, like, why did Jesus have to pray?
Mm.
And I read here, and he is telling, he's giving a parable to his people that they should pray in order for them not to give up.
Yeah.
It actually drives me to Luke chapter 22, verse 40, where it says that on reaching the place where Jesus had taken them to his, I think I will call it near to his secret place or to his secret place.
Yeah.
It says, He said to them, Jesus, I pray that you will not fall into temptation.
Mm.
So I get this word giving up and falling into temptation, and I'm getting a point there that there's something behind prayer, which is beyond what? Beyond beyond motto, beyond being, beyond flesh.
Yeah.
That even as Jesus, while he was on earth, he had to go through it.
Mm.
We see him being tempted in Matthew chapter 4, before he began his ministry. But the devil came, or the tempter came, after his season of what? Praying and fasting. Amen?
Amen. Yeah.
And so as we go more further, my brother here, Israel, as well, was saying something very deep, where I was actually prepared to plug on that part of this man who was, where Jesus told the people that if they want to follow him, they should be willing to carry their cross daily to follow him.
Yeah, follow him.
Uh-huh. And then there's something he said about that part that it's not like when it tells you to put aside the, like, to carry the cross daily, to follow him, there's a point where I was like, not everything that Lord calls us to put down is sin.
Yeah.
Or necessarily that it is sin. Though some of us, we bring it in that perspective that as long as it is sin, then it is wrong.
Mm.
But if it is not, then it's not a sin.
Mm.
And I thank you for that good example you give, like of our movies. Not all movies. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles.
Yeah.
And that we should run with perseverance that is marked out for us.
Mm.
When you read this context, it doesn't begin with sin.
Mm.
Are we together?
Yeah.
In fact, other versions say the weight,
mm,
and then the sin. So meaning, in most cases, weight is not sin. but are those excessives that eat your time with God,
yeah.
that eat your moment with God, that have taken away your moment with God. In fact, one thing I grew up understanding my Christian way of living was that anything that becomes more than God, it becomes God to me. So, yeah. the moment I give this thing more time than God, I treasure it more than God, that even when I am free, I prefer doing anything with God, then it becomes my idol.
Yeah.
That's why some of my friends were like, if you don't go to church and then that time for church you're watching movies, then indeed you're serving movies.
Yeah.
That kind of looks like really how so intentional, but indirectly you're doing it. And that's how actually the devil is manipulating our generation in these latter days. Many of us, our phones have become gods, and some of us our cars have become gods.
Our social media platforms.
Our connections, our friends have become gods. Like,
even ministry itself.
Even ministry itself at times has become God. It has become God. And so one thing we should always be careful of as we are growing up, or as a believer, wherever you are, at whatever age and whatever ministry or something you're doing, you should be careful of those things that actually you value so much and you give time to.
Okay, thank you so much, Trevor. I don't know, guys, I've just remembered another scripture in Luke chapter 5, verse 16. It says that, so he himself, they're referring to Jesus, often withdrew to the wilderness or to lonely places and prayed. There's another beautiful scripture that is found in the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. And it says that while Jesus lived on the earth, he prayed to God and asked for help. He prayed with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And his prayer was heard because he left it all up to God. And remember, we are talking about God. We are talking about Jesus, who is God and who is man. There's a book I'm reading. It's called The Secrets of the Secret Place. And talking about Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, that says that Jesus, I say to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Some might think that Jesus was saying that since I have suffered so much to procure your salvation, I want you guys to suffer too. But Jesus did not intend this to invite pain.
Yeah.
He meant it as a glorious invitation to intimacy with God. Because definitely, friends, if we want to be close to God, there are some things that we've got to give up.
Yeah.
There are some weights, like Trevor said, that we have to let go. Mm-hmm. Some of these weights are not sin. Mm-hmm. We want to emphasize that more.
Yeah.
You're going out to swim every weekend, you swim every day, you eat barbecue, you watch movies all the day. Some of those things are not good. They are not bad. They are healthy. They are fun.
Yeah.
But they are eating your time with God, like Trevor said. Instead of watching five movies a day, why don't you watch one and use the rest of the time reading a scripture? You understand?
Yeah, just imagine someone tells you that we're actually having a party and it's on at 5 p.m. where you have to meet God in that sacred place. What do you do? So you run out for the party. Because I'm going to miss out, man. Have I been on a party before? So this is going to be a good one. So it's just sacrificing. Just sacrifice and then just do it secretly. Then God will just reward you from there.
Yeah. The Bible says where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
Indeed. Just to pick up from there, I will continue with my scripture. Luke 22, 39 to 40. I will read it again due to the revelation that I've got. Jesus went out as usual, or as his custom was, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed. He withdrew. Do you see?
Yeah.
Even though he took them to where he prays from, or to his secret place, he did not gather with them. No, he withdrew beyond beyond them. You get it?
Yeah.
He withdrew.
Mm.
Man, it was, it's like me taking you to my secret place.
Mm.
But then we are part.
Mm.
You get it?
Yeah.
That brings out more the picture of a secret place.
Definitely.
You get it? Because it was him, you know? Secret place, it is you and God.
Mm.
You and God. Not anyone else.
Mm.
You and God. You
and
get
nothing
it?
Nothing should come in between.
And nothing should come in between. Mm. So to continue, from there, we see... We see in the same chapter, he prayed, being in anguish. 43. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. An angel from heaven, meaning that this gives me a picture that no miracle that Jesus performed out of his power. Much as he was God. You get it?
Yeah.
He was performing all miracles basing from the power that he collects from the secret place.
Yes, yes.
Much as he was God, he didn't perform miracles out of his power.
Mm.
You get it?
Yeah.
That gives me a clear script that the angel of the Lord came and strengthened him.
Mm.
So when he rose from prayer and went back to... Let me go back. He prayed more earnestly and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground.
Yeah.
In the secret place.
Mm.
He prayed till his sweat.
Mm. Brian is laughing off.
Come on now.
Actually, you know it. In the book of Acts chapter 1, like I was saying, Jesus, in the book of Acts chapter 1, it is recorded that, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. You see, of course, we're not talking about the Holy Spirit and all that stuff, but I want to like... I was adding to what Francis said, that Jesus, early in the morning, he went to pray, to his secret place to pray. And there God strengthened him. He gave him the power. I'm thinking he even gave him visions of the people he's going to heal during that day, of how he's going to multiply the fish and the bread.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was no surprise to him during that day. And he's telling the disciples the same thing, that... You need to commune with the Holy Spirit in the secret place. Don't leave Jerusalem. Stay in this room. Pray. And God is going to fill you with the Holy Spirit. And that's what the disciples did prior to Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost fully came, they were all in one accord in that secret place that they had made up.
Yep.
And the Holy Spirit filled them afresh. Yeah. So there's definitely power. There is power in you leaving your bedroom, because your bedroom is a comfortable place.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wake up early in the morning and I'm like, oh, I kneel on my bed. I'm like, let me pray. Then I close my eyes and before I realize,
you're
30 minutes, I've been sleeping 30 minutes in the prayer. And I was praying.
Ah.
And I was like, you understand? So
exactly, yeah.
These days I'm learning to leave my bed. In fact, when I wake up, I wash my face, leave my bed, because I know it's warm and comfy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
If it makes it, if it needs you to make yourself uncomfortable so that you don't doze off or you don't sleep off, but commune with the Father, please do so. It is what Jesus was referring to by saying that we need to deny ourselves. You deny yourself sleep. You deny yourself food for a certain period of time as you seek the face of God. You deny yourself some few hours into the movies so that you can read the Bible. You deny yourself some time from social media so that you connect with God. If Jesus connected with God, yet he was God, who are we to connect less?
Yeah.
We should, if he prayed for 2 hours, we should be praying for 5, because we need it more.